Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Bryn. I'm calling just to, you know, learn a little bit more because I think you guys have now come to my neighborhood.
Okay, absolutely, Bryn. What questions did you have, if you had any? Otherwise, I can definitely explain, you know, the different plans that we offer and also look up your service address to see if we're serviceable in the near future.
Yeah, so if you want to, I can give you my address first, and then if you just want to go through some plans just so I can have an idea of what it would be like to switch over.
Absolutely. I can definitely go ahead and do that. Go ahead, Bryn, with your service address, please.
It is 43 Stortini, Stortini, Drive, Rhinebeck, New York.
12572.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a look for you. Got it. Okay, let's see. So it is showing as the end of October, actually the day after, actually Halloween, it's showing as in service. So we're pretty close to being able to provide service to you.
Okay.
And we are able to pre-order if you wanted to today. That way you're just in the system, and then all you need to do is wait for us to give you a call to schedule. But let me go ahead into some of the details about our plans that we offer. We offer a 1 gig or 2 gig. They are symmetrical as far as download and upload speeds. Now, the 1 gig means it's 1,000 megabytes down per second, also 1,000 megabytes per second upload. And then also for our 2 gig, it would be the same thing, 2 gigs up, 2 gigs down. There's no cap on like how much you download or how much you use the internet. It's just, it goes based off of the speed. Depending on what you use your internet for will also help determine what plan you would, you know, best be suited for.
Okay.
Because if you have, like, a house full of gamers like I do, I mean, and they're, like, gaming all the time, then the 2 gig would definitely be a recommendation for that. But if you're just, like, simply streaming and doing the occasional, you know, like, sending emails or working from home, even a 1 gig would suffice.
Okay. Yeah, we're probably more the latter. My husband and I both work from home. We take a lot of, you know, Zoom calls, all that jazz, and then we just stream for all of our, you know, entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the 1 gig would definitely be more of, like, the plan that's best for you as far as that goes. That way, you know, you can both do, like, your video conferencing if you guys have meetings. You both have the capability of watching movies if you guys are in separate rooms. Like, for example, if you're doing one thing in the kitchen or the living room and they're doing something else, you know, absolutely. So that way it would also make it so that it's not laggy. Whereas if you, the more devices you have connected, the more bandwidth you're using, and therefore it might decrease those speeds. But if you have a household that doesn't have that many devices and aren't being used all at once, then definitely the one gig would be more than enough for you.
Okay. And what is like defined as a lot of devices? Like, I guess we only, I mean, my daughter's 4 and my son's like 10 months, so we only have 2 phones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's
well,
not a lot.
Definitely expect that to grow as they get older as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a lot of devices, I mean, I've seen households that have up to 50 devices connected to their internet.
Because
okay. You have to think.
We have like Alexa and we
yeah,
have,
those
like,
are internet capable devices. Absolutely.
Yeah. And our, I even noticed because we recently had someone come and fix, you know, our system, but like our watches, you know, just like.
Yeah. So like the Apple watches, if you have an Apple Watch or any other kind of smartwatch, absolutely. Those go off of Wi-Fi as well. So you have like your printer.
Yeah, I guess how many
you have
a lot. Yes. The printer.
The one that where we saw like an issue with someone who had their connection, they had like 35 different devices Connected
No, we're
to
not there.
one out, like basically one outlet, so to speak. Because when you think of your router, you can think of it as an outlet that's supplying the Wi-Fi to all of the devices. So kind of like how like a power strip, you know, you don't want to have too many devices plugged in that require a high input for power, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's kind of the same way. If you have too many devices, it kind of creates that traffic, and then you can't, like, it just slows everything down. That's why we actually offer Wi-Fi extenders so that there are devices that can connect to a separate outlet, so to speak, to where you would be able to not experience those slowdowns. So Wi-Fi extenders are also very helpful in that sense. But my household, I have just one router. And let's see, I've got two Xboxes, a PlayStation, my printer. I have a tablet. I used to have three tablets, but now I've got one. I've got three cell phones, a printer, two laptops, and a Nintendo Switch, and then two smart TVs. So, I mean, I've got maybe about 15 devices, and it works fine on the one router.
Okay.
So, I mean,
Well,
I
let me
wouldn't
ask.
go crazy just thinking about how many devices you have, you know?
I'm also, and apologies that I'm not, in the know of what's actually happening in my house, but because we, when we first moved in, we just had like your normal Spectrum router or whatever.
Yeah,
And
usually
I don't
those
even know,
double
do
as a
they give a
modem
router?
router.
Okay, yeah. And then we realized that wasn't working out, and especially because of us working. So we had someone come in, just, like a private person, come in and install, I don't know if they're considered modems or what they are, but there's one, they have one like on our downstairs, now one in our upstairs, and now one in our garage that kind of like streams to the other part of the upstairs. So
So that would
I don't know
probably
if those
be
are
a
considered.
mesh network, so to speak.
Yes, maybe that's what they are. Okay.
Yeah,
And would
so
those still
basically
work
they're,
with this, or would I not use it?
I mean, you can. Not everything is compatible with everything, though. I mean, we definitely
Okay.
recommend ours because ours are state of the art. And we also have the capability of troubleshooting if anything goes wrong with the router. So with that being said, I mean, it really depends on the route that you want to go, but when it comes to troubleshooting like internet issues, like you're experiencing slow speeds or maybe there's a specific device that's not connecting, we can actually go into the back-end system and see it and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Plus, the router
Interesting.
that we do provide also has some pretty cool tools. You'd be able to see when your husband's home just by seeing his device connect, or vice versa. He can see when you get home if he's away, just by checking up on that. You'd be able to be notified when your internet goes out. You can also create guest passwords for your internet so that you don't have to give out your main password. And then there's a bunch of other security features too that you can also have through that. So there's a lot of cool features with the application that is linked to your router. You can also monitor different things. So like you can turn on like a safe search in a sense. So instead of doing like a Google safe search, you could do the safe search where it prevents you from accessing dangerous sites. That's kind of more handy for the kids when they get a little bit older though.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so our prices, because I know I didn't really touch on the prices, we offer the 1 gig for $79.99, but we're also having a promotion that if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, it gives you a $10 discount. So our 1 gig is $79.99, our 2 gig is $99.99, but if you sign up for the auto pay with the paperless billing, with your checking account, you get a $10 discount on either or. So that would bring it down to $69.99 for the 1 gig and $89.99 for the 2 gig.
Okay. And then, So I've noticed like on the street they're like marking, I'm assuming where they're gonna put wires and whatnot, or the fiber optics, I guess, right? So then they'll just come in and depending on which way we want to go, they'll either attempt to hook up to what we currently have or replace it with all of your devices.
So, I mean, what do you mean with
Or
the
do we just
devices?
get like turned on through you? I like literally have no idea how this works.
Okay, so I can definitely elaborate on that. Absolutely. So basically what you can expect from an installation is a few days before your appointment, somebody will come onto the property. They'll figure out the best way to get you connected. So that means connecting your home to our fiber services at the street. Fiber cables and coaxial cables are very, very different. So they are two completely different entities. So when it comes to the actual physical appointment, our tech will come in to run fiber lines to the new modem. So in a sense, yes, we are replacing those. You would definitely want to send back if you have any devices that you're renting from another company. You would want to send those back to them so you don't get charged. But if you have your own, then you can just kind of set that aside because fiber cables are different than the regular coaxial cables. So we would run them kind of alongside where you currently have your connection.
Okay.
Since they're two very different cables, they would not be compatible with each other.
And is there
So
any
that's.
additional, like, sorry, go.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, is there any additional installation fees? Is that just part of
Nope.
signing up for the service?
It's part of signing up for the service as of right now. There normally is an installation fee of $99, but we are waiving that just because, you know, we want to be able to provide as much as possible to our areas that we're expanding to. And I mean, we're headquartered in Kingston, so our primary focus is getting the Hudson Valley to get connected to a technology that should have been available years ago. Because we've all heard about fiber, but we've never had it in the area. So that's the thing. Like the fiber services were usually exclusive to a lot of like the larger city populations. So we're finally taking the initiative that, hey, you know what? Look at the Hudson Valley. We don't have any fiber in our own community. Why not create our own? You know? So, I mean,
Okay.
we're all local. That's actually something that we do focus on, is the community interaction. So we are headquartered in Kingston. We may have an office in Florida, but it's a smaller office. And we are primarily focused on getting the Hudson Valley up and running, as well as the Catskills, and we're planning on expanding further. But our biggest thing is that we have a team of locals, so we're all familiar with the areas.
Okay, that's super helpful.
One more thing that you should probably know about the price point. We don't charge any rental fees for the equipment. You know how like a lot of cable companies will be like, oh, modem and router, $10 a month, they'll charge you for it. We don't charge you for that. We also include all of our taxes and fees in our price. So if you were to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing through the checking account and you get that $10 discount, you're not going to pay a penny more than $69.99 if you're going for the 1 gig internet only. It's kind of
Got
nice because we like to be transparent. So
it.
that
Yeah, it's no
way you
surprise.
know
I
what's
like that.
coming out of your account no matter what.
Yeah. And
The only time it
so,
would ever be more was if you were like renting an extender, for example, which is $8 a month. But right now we're including one extender for free during the install. That's actually kind of a new
and is
promotion
that
that we've
more
got
for
going.
like distance? Or more devices, or what?
Both, actually. So, have you ever experienced where, let's say, your modem and router are in the living room, and your kitchen, you're like, your living room is on one side of the house, and your kitchen, like my house, is on the complete opposite end of the house, and you feel like your phone or any other devices are struggling with staying connected, that Wi-Fi extender would allow you to not only have a better connection, but also would allow more devices to connect to that specific one as kind of like a hub, so to speak. Because it will still have the internet being produced from your main router to go through the pod, as we call it, and that would also expel additional wireless so that way you can have a better connection. Now, it wouldn't be connected directly to the router. It's kind of like a mesh where all you have to do is plug it into a power source.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering, like, is there a chance that I don't have meshes, but I have extenders?
I mean, it is possible.
I should probably know this, but no, this is all like super helpful because I told my husband I would give you guys a call and just get some info,
Absolutely.
because we're obviously interested. And you said October 31st I'll be in the area, but I could
Yes.
always kind of set everything up ahead of time so it's just
Exactly. So if you
like
want to
ready to
talk it over
go.
with your husband, absolutely go ahead, speak with him about it, let him know all the information that I've given you so far. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I missed. I've already gone over taxes and fees are included. We do also offer a home phone. I don't know if that's something that you would
No.
even be, yeah. The only thing we don't
I don't
offer
even
is
need
TV. That's actually something that a lot of people have asked about. Unfortunately, we
as
don't
in like
provide TV
cable?
service. Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't, no, sorry. We don't use cable. We just use all the
No, you're
streaming
fine.
service or
That's
streaming
just
things.
kind of a big question that a lot of people ask is,
No,
hey,
that
I'm
makes
switching
sense.
from Spectrum. We want
Because
to know
I
if you
think,
still
well, if
offer
I,
TV.
yeah, so if I only use Spectrum for internet, I can just quit Spectrum.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
because you
That's
guys will just
all I
take over
really use
that.
either. I stream everything. I have
Okay.
HBO Max, I've got Hulu, I've got Disney, you name it, I probably have it.
Yeah,
I think the only thing I don't
exactly.
have is Paramount Plus. I think that's the only streaming that I don't have. And
Well, I
Stars.
thought I didn't have it, and then my husband told me we actually do have that one as well. So it's like really
Well,
getting to be
the
ridiculous.
fun
I love
part
that I
about
quit
it.
cable to save
The
money, and
fun
now I
part
can
about
afford
that,
more than
though,
cable.
is if you have the Walmart Plus, the basic Paramount Plus comes free with your Walmart
I did
Plus
not
app.
know
Yeah. So if you're
that.
paying those $12 a month for Walmart Plus, it actually is
Well,
a perk that you get
that's
for
funny. I
free.
wonder if it switched over. That seems like it wouldn't do that. No, because I'm thinking I thought I canceled it, and he's like, no, I can still view it. So I'm either getting charged or wait for whatever
You
reason he
might want to
forgot.
look into it because I know as
Yeah.
a former Walmart Plus member, I was getting Paramount Plus for free, but there were some movies and TV shows that were so-called locked, so to speak, because those were for the higher price package that
Oh.
Paramount offers. But for the most part, everything was included for the most part. And of course, you had
Wow.
ads,
Okay.
but that's beside the point. I don't mind seeing two ads while waiting to watch my movie. I mean, it's better than the 5 minutes of ads that cable does. But yeah, no, I would definitely check into it. See if you're still paying for Paramount Plus or if it's through your Walmart Plus membership. Yeah.
Okay, great. So like I said, I'll circle back with my husband, and then I will most likely give you guys a call and set something up so it's all ready to go by the time it's in my area and I don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely. And I don't think I satisfied your curiosity about the fiber and how it works. The way that it
Oh.
works is the data is emitted through light pulses, which is why it's so different than coaxial, because coaxial is mostly like copper cabling.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever seen those like little toys that you have that kind of like fan out and they're colorful, but they're clear? Like they're clear
Yes.
little
Yes.
strings
They
that.
like light up.
Yeah, so that's what fiber optic basically is. So the data is emitted from the light that's from that base of the cable, like the base of those little like fan type cables, And then you see it very brightly at the very tip of it. Yeah, that's how the data is emitted. Yeah, it's kind of fun to learn. And then if you're
Yeah.
interested in how our construction works, if you go to archtopfiber.com, if you go under support, or actually you click on the construction tab and it'll show you where we're going. It'll give you like six little drop-down things with regards to before construction, during it, how they bury the cables. It's like a short little blip about it. But then we also have a video series that will show you more information on how we do things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then you also have frequently asked questions as well at the bottom of that. But I mean, if ever there's any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We're more than happy to answer any of them.
Appreciate that.
Of course.
Well,
Plus,
thank you so
it's a
much.
newer
This was very
technology that you
informative.
know. I'm glad that I was informative. I mean, that's kind of our goal. We want to make sure that you understand what it is and, bring the higher technology to an area that's been needing it so badly. Because I can say I live in Dutchess, and unfortunately, in the middle of nowhere. And with Dutchess being such a popular place and populated area, it's kind of amazing that on County Route 19, you still have zero signal in Rhinebeck.
To go through multiple areas, and that is like our biggest struggle with, we were down in the city and moved back up here. We're originally from up here, and now it's, we'll drive from Rhinebeck to Red Hook, and
Yep.
there are just like patches where you get nothing.
Oh yeah,
And could you
especially
ever
the bridge to
explain to the
Kingston.
4-year-old why her like Spotify went out?
Oh my gosh, I know. I
Just
know, it's
like
a
things like
nightmare.
that,
My
but tiny.
autistic son gets that way too. He's like, "The internet's not working." I'm like, "Buddy, I'm sorry, we've got no signal." "Well, when are we gonna have signal again?" Like he tells me, "Oh, I hate this road. I never have signal here."
Oh my gosh, that's so funny that like this generation is learning that, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, but honestly, I mean, we in a especially because we're so dependent upon technology. Like if there's an accident, like I in 2014 I was on Bull's Head Road and Slate Quarry. And I was driving and we witnessed a head-on collision. I had AT&T at the time. I dialed 911. You want to know the only thing that they understood from me was County Route 19 and head-on collision.
Wow.
That's the only
See, that's
thing they
what's scary
understood out of
about
the
it.
entire conversation I had with them.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
So,
it does scare me,
especially
especially when
in
I notice it on
emergency
my phone go
situations,
out. Yeah.
like
Yep.
it's insane. I drive through Rhinebeck. There's some spots that are just SOS.
Which I'm like, way to stress me out even more. Like, why do you have to write SOS?
Well, it actually technically means what's it called? Like emergency service, like emergency calls only. So that's the only reason it says because it's out of service. So there's no service, but you can still make an emergency call. But it's so frustrating that we should have signal here. Having lived in the city myself before, yeah, it was definitely interesting because we had T-Mobile in New York City before I moved up to like the Millbrook area in 2007. We moved up and we had zero signal. We switched to Singular One and or yeah, it was Singular One. And then AT&T, which we had just left AT&T to go to T-Mobile, AT&T bought out Singular One. So it was kind of interesting that we made that whole jump for nothing. But yeah, no, I mean, it's gotten a lot better as far as cell signal goes over the years, but there's still much improvement that can be made. And same thing with our internet.
Absolutely.
Why should we have to rely on cable, which is now becoming pricier and pricier for an outdated technology? I mean,
Agreed,
that's
but hopefully
ultimately the
everyone just
question.
switches to fiber.
Yeah. So fiber is supposed to be cleaner, it's supposed to be smoother. I mean, you always want to be careful with the cables and not bend them because
Oh, I
otherwise the
am
light
so
can't get through.
sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to jump to another call.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Apologies.
But if ever
Thank
you
you
have any other
so much.
questions,
We'll be
let me
in
know.
touch.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.